www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances. الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور. Somewhere it is dark, somewhere it is light. Somewhere rain waters are plentiful, somewhere there is drought. Somewhere the flag of victory is being planted, somewhere the bitter taste of defeat is being experienced. Somewhere people are celebrating, nikah is taking place, child is being born. Somewhere people are lamenting, exhibiting their sorrow and their grief. Janaza is being lifted up. Constantly varying, changing situations, conditions, circumstances. And all these varying situations, conditions, circumstances are under the direct muhkam taqdeer of one Allah. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every moment Allah exhibits His shan, Allah exhibits His qudrat. Mudabbir, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition, circumstance in the heavens and in the earth is one Allah alone. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila badil, mudabbir bila adil, mudabbir bila shabih. Allah is the arranger, there is no partner with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no assistant with Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ From the heavens to the earth. The arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition, circumstance. Without the assistance of anyone, without the help of anyone, without the advice of anyone, without consulting with anyone, is one Allah alone. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ He is the ilah of the heavens He is the ilah of the earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe, multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of creation, some we know the existence of, some we don't know. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ It is only Allah who knows the numbers of the armies of Allah. One makhluk of Allah, malaika. How many malaika does Allah create? What is the size? What is the propensity of the malaika? Baitul Ma'mur is the Kaaba of the malaika. He said if a line had to be drawn from Kaaba to Allah, it would strike the Baitul Ma'mur on the seventh heaven in Mi'raj. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two different riwayats. The riwayat of Qazi Ayaz in his Shifa. He mentions that he saw Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam on the seventh heaven leaning against the Baitul Ma'mur. An elderly person, mashallah, with a white beard. This Baitul Ma'mur is mentioned in the riwayat that every day 70,000 malaika make tawaf of Baitul Ma'mur. How old is this universe? Scientists, different theories they put forward as to the age of the universe. Some opinions 13.7 billion years, some opinions 14 billion years, some opinions 20 billion years. True or untrue, Allah knows best, but hypothetically, for argument's sake, we have to accept that this universe is 14 billion years of age. Creation of malaika supersedes the creation of the heavens and the earth. So according to the riwayat, every day 70,000 malaika for the last 14 billion years make tawaf of Baitul Ma'mur. Till Qiyamah, another angel will not get a second chance. So how many malaika did Allah create? At-tatis-sama, wa huqqa laha anta'id, ma fiha mawdi arba ya sabi'a, illa wa fiha malakun. وَاضِعٌ جَبْهَتَهُ سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ وَكَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said أَتَّتِس in other words the sky creaked groaned couldn't take the weight أَتَّتِس سَمَا and then رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says حُقَّ لَهَا أَنْتَ إِتْ this is logical it is logical that it should creak and groan what is the weight that the heavens are carrying What is the weight that the sky is carrying? Rasulullah ﷺ said, you will not find the space of four fingers except there is one angel making sajda before Allah. How many malaika? What is the size of the malaika? Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions the riwayat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Ghar Hira, in the cave of Hira. Jibreel presented himself. Jibreel is Aminul Wahi. Jibreel is that angel, Allah says, wa innahu, referring to the Quran. In Shuara, Allah introduces what is the Quran. Wa innahu, verily this Quran, latanzeelu rabbil alameen, is a revelation from rabbul alameen. How did the Quran come? Nazala bihi ruhul ameen. Allah says, ruhul ameen. Jibreel alayhi salam came down with the Quran. What this refers to is from the Baitul Ma'mur, from the Lawe Mahfuz. One is the revelation of the Qur'an onto the Lawe Mahfuz. What is the weight of the Qur'an? Today, unfortunately, my respected brothers, I mention this very, very often. If there is anything we should lament or grieve over, it is the lack of munasabat of this ummah with the Qur'an. Such a Qur'an this ummah was given. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Allah says if we are to reveal this Qur'an on a mountain, hypothetically if we are to reveal this Qur'an upon a mountain, what is the weight of this Qur'an? What is the weight of this kalam? لرأيته Look at this expression. Allah does not say that if we had to reveal the Quran on a mountain, it would crush the mountain. No. Allah says, لَرَأَيْتَهُ You would see it. You would see it. In other words, do not doubt this. Such is the impact, such is the weight of this Quran. لَرَأَيْتَهُ, it would obliterate an entire mountain, such is the weight of the Quran. The Lawyer Mahfuz also. This is what we call the protected tablet. This is a makhluk of Allah, a creation of Allah. Its beauty, it's mentioned in the riwayat, Rasulullah said, don't even ask about its beauty. Such a great makhluk, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Mi'raj, close to the Lawyer Mahfuz, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard, he heard the scratching of the pens of takbir. It is said in this Quran, which is Kalamullah, Allah's sifat, Allah's attribute, if this Quran had to be revealed in its original form on the Lawe Mahfuz, the Lawe Mahfuz also would not be able to take the weight of this Quran. Such a Quran this Ummah was given. And that day is coming. The day is coming, the plaintiff, the one who will complain, will be none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The plaintiff, the one who will complain, is none other than Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy from head to toe, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet he will be hurt so much. The attitude of his ummah to the Quran will hurt the Nabi of Allah so much that Allah says that day is coming that he will stand in the court of Allah. Ya Rabbi, O my Allah, inna qawmi, my ummah, ittakhadhu hadhal Qur'ana mahjura, turn their backs on this Quran. The word in the Quran, Allah doesn't say matruka. Taraka yatruku in Arabic means to leave something out. He will not say my ummah left the Quran. He will say mahjura, hijran. In other words, their existence in this world was as if there was no Quran. They will completely turn their backs upon this Quran. And yet such a Quran, Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers, the hearts of kufr, the hearts of zulmat, the hearts of darkness, those who left no stone unturned to persecute and hurt the Nabi of Allah. Walid bin Mughira, it's a lengthy riwayat, time is limited, I'm not going to go into the details. He goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All sorts of offers he presents. This da'wat that you are giving, this invitation that you are giving, one very, very important point, I'm digressing, my respected brothers. We should understand, no human being suffered, no human being was persecuted, no human being was hurt, no human being was taunted, no human being was scoffed at, no human being was tortured in the annals of history more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the sake of this ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, أُذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُوذَ أَحَدٌ أُخِفْتُ فِي اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَخَفْ أَحَدٌ وَلَقَدْ أَتَتْ عَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُونَ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَوْمِ وَلَيْلَةٍ مَا لِي وَلِبِلَالٍ مَا يَأْكُلُهُ ذُو كَبِدٍ إِلَّا مَا يُوَارِي بِهِ إِبْتُ بِلَالٍ. He said, I suffered in the way of Allah for the sake of my ummah more than any human being suffered. I was made to fear more than any human being feared. And they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu 30 consecutive days, 1 month. And there wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat besides what Bilal radiallahu anhu could conceal underneath his armpits. That level of persecution, that level of hardship. Yet, the point that the ummah today doesn't understand is why. Why did the kuffar of Makkah turn against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They loved him. They revered him. They honored him. The streets of Makkah would resound with extolling the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Amin, As-Sadiq. They would say the trustworthy one is coming. The truthful one is coming. When they had a dispute about how to place the Hajar-e-Aswad back into the Kaaba when they reconstructed it. When the warring tribes started disputing, who was appointed to decide the dispute? None other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not have a problem with his ibadat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to Nubuwat, in the cave of Hira, he would worship Allah for days on end. Sometimes the food would run out. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha would carry renewal supplies for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Days upon days of ibadat, and the people of Makkah loved him. Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, the revered, the honored, the truthful one, the trustworthy one, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the age of 40, incident occurs. First revelation of Quran comes down. Now what happens? Those same people that honored and revered Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now turn against him. Persecution like never seen before, hardship like never seen before, torture like never seen before. What was it? It was not his ibadat. It was his da'wat. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gali to gali, alley to alley, person to person, قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُوا قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُوا. Say Allah is one. Bring yaqeen and conviction on Allah. This is success. أَجْعَلْ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. Now they turn against it. Their problem was with his da'wat, not his ibadat. The ummah today fails to understand the importance of da'wat. This is such a responsibility, such a responsibility. The uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talib, how much love he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to know the value of iman. What is the price tag of iman? What price tag are you going to put on iman? How many signs and indications there were? Qurtubi, Suyuti rahimahullah, in his Khasais al-Kubra, he mentions the incident. The caravan of Makkah leaves for Syria. At that time, the little boy, six-year-old or eight-year-old Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with the caravan. On the way, they pass an area where there is what we call an ascetic, a monk. His name was Bukhaira. He had become very, very famous. He used to worship in his soma'a. They would build places in the trees, in the trunk of a tree, years and years of ibadat and worship. This is a man who had cut himself off from the people. No contact with people for years on end. When the caravan of Abu Talib, trade caravan, comes in the precincts of the area of Bukhaira, he said, extends an invitation to this caravan. The whole town is shocked. This man has not been seen for decades in public and he has invited you all. What is so special about you all? Dasturkhan is laid out. Abu Talib and his companions from Makkah, they present themselves. They leave the little boy, Muhammad, behind to look after the camels. When Buhaira comes out of his worship place, he looks around. He can't see the youngster. So he asks them, that, where's the youngster? So they said, we left him behind to look after the camels. He said, you fool, it is because of that youngster that I invited you. Send for the youngster. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming, it was a desert climate. Shade is a premium. So whatever shade, it was the middle of the day, hardly any shade. Whatever shade there was taken up by the caravan of Abu Talib. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, tender age of 6 or 7, there is no shade. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sits in the direct glare of the sunlight. Moment he sits, the clouds move to shade the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seeing this,
it's a Mercedes car, Reg KV59SXH. The brother requested to please move the car. It's blocking many other cars. Jazakallah.
This was clear for everyone to see. So Buhayra addresses them. He says, did you see what happened? Did you see the manner in which the clouds moved to cover this child? He said, every stone, every pebble that this child passed made sajda to him. Ali radiallahu, and he said that this is what would happen to the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala who says, I walked with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mastaqbalahu hajar, wala shajar, wala madar, illa qala as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. He says, we did not pass by a sand heap, we didn't pass by a stone, we didn't pass by a pebble, we didn't pass by a tree, except that it addressed him and said, peace and salutations upon you, O the Rasul of Allah. Then Buhayra questions them. He asked them that whose child is this? Abu Talib says that this is my son. He's my child. Immediately Buhayra says, you are a liar. The scriptures that were revealed upon me have informed me. The scriptures which I have, the scrolls which I have, which were revealed, inform me that the father of this child passed away before his birth. So Abu Talib says, yes, he is not my child, he is the child of my brother. But, and this is the important part, I love him more than my own children. I love him more than my own. Such love Abu Talib had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Buhayra warns them, he says, on the way to Syria, they are Jews, if they come to know of the existence of this youngster, they may harm him. I entreat you to take him back to Makkah Mukarramah. How many signs, how many indications, how many opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Abu Talib? What worry, what concern Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his uncle? What service Abu Talib did not render for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Loved him more than his own children. The kuffar of Makkah approach Abu Talib. Tell your nephew to stop what he is doing. As we mentioned, my respected brothers, what did they have a problem with? They did not have a problem with his ibadat. They had a problem with his dawat. Calling humanity towards the oneness of Allah. Oha Allahu ta'ala ila Musa, Nabi Bani Israel, anna fi ummati Muhammad la rijal, yaqumun ala kulli sharafin wawad, yunadun bi shahadati an la ilaha illallah. Allah, several thousand years before this ummat could even come into existence, Allah Ta'ala sent wahi, revelation to Musa alayhi salam, that an ummat is coming. What is the shiar of this ummat? What is the symbol of this ummat? How will you recognize this ummat? La rijal, you will find them yaqumun, standing every high ground, every low ground, every gully, every alley, every street. What will they be doing? Yunadun bi shahadati Allah ilaha illallah. They will be making the pukar, the incantation, the dawah, the invitation of la ilaha illallah. They will be inviting towards the greatness of Allah. Yunadun bi shahadati Allah ilaha illallah. And what does Allah Ta'ala tell Musa alayhi salam? Fajaza'uhum jaza'ul anbiya. I will reward them like the anbiya are rewarded. Anbiya came for this. This responsibility will be given to that ummah. Musa alayhi salam, several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, is already informed of this basis of distinction and honor that was given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They form this delegation, stop him from what he is doing. They say to Abu Talib, otherwise we are not going to accept your protection. Na'uzu billah, we are going to kill him. Abu Talib, out of worry, out of love, sends for his nephew. And oh my nephew, stop what you are doing. I cannot guarantee that I will be able to protect you anymore. Stop what you are doing. Two riwayats. As Imam Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi in his Hayatul Sahaba, he mentions. One riwayat, what was the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to this? The important point, my respected brothers, listen with the ears of Iman. Today, mashallah, as an ummah, we are complacent with our ibadat. As an ummah, the importance of dawat has come out of our lives, illa mashallah. What was the emphasis that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed upon it? He says to his uncle, one riwayat, لَوْ وُضِعَ الشَّمْسُ فِي يَمِينِي وَالْقَمَرُ فِي يَسَارِي. Shams, literally translated, means sun. In a desert climate, the sun is synonymous with what? With heat, with hardship, with difficulty. If they put the sun in my right hand, in other words, no matter how much they torture or persecute me. وَالْقَمَرُ فِي يَسَارِي. Qamar, the moon in a desert climate, is synonymous with coolness, with splendor, with beauty, with ease, with comfort. Moon, full moon night in a desert climate, they would appreciate it, especially compared to the harshness of the day. وَالْقَمَرُ فِي يَسَارِي. If the moon is placed in my left hand, in other words, they can throw the dunya at me, whatever temptation, whatever wealth, whatever attraction, whatever they will do. If the sun is placed in my right hand and the moon is placed in my left hand, oh my uncle, I will never abandon calling my ummah to Allah. Another riwayat, ma ana bi aqdar, ma ana bi aqdar min an ada ma bu'ithtu bihi min an yush'ila ahadukum min hadhihi ash-shamsi shu'latan nar. O kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, ya am, oh my uncle, it is easier for me that a coal of fire be held in my hand and my entire body be scorched and burnt. That I will tolerate. Abandoning calling my ummah to Allah, I will never tolerate. That which the ummah today has reduced. Acha kaam hai. Work of one jamaat, one group. MashaAllah, subhanAllah. We have reduced this responsibility to that level. Yet this was the day and night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This dard, this concern, this worry. Abu Talib, when he sees this, فَاسْتَعْ بِأَمْرِكَ لَمْ تُصِبْكَ صَبَابَةٌ وَلَقَدْ صَدَقْتَ وَكُنْتَ ثَمَّ أَمِينًا وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينًا لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ وَحَذَارَ مَسَبَّةٍ لَوَجَدْتَنِي سَمِحًا بِذَاكَ مُبِينًا. He says, carry on with what you are doing. No harm will come to you. You are truthful and you have always been truthful. And then Abu Talib says, I know in my heart that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best of every deen. If it were not for the fear of the taunts and the mocking of the women of Quraysh, that out of the fear of old age or sickness or death, I abandoned the religion of my forefathers, I would have openly recited your kalima. Yet, what was the eventual outcome? Ala deeni Abdul Muttalib. Hidayat in Allah's hands. Abu Talib, deprived of hidayat, he dies with the words, Ala deeni Abdul Muttalib. I am dying on the religion of Abdul Muttalib. What was the effect? You want to know what is the value of this iman? This month of Ramadan, the famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Where our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not want us to miss even one second, one opportunity of this month. That is why Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Qatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhir yawmin min sha'ban. فقال يا أيها الناس قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه فهو شهر الصبر وشهر المواساة والصبر ثوابه الجنة وشهر الله أكبر. Lengthy riwayat, no time to go into the details, but Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted his ummat, Ya ayyuhan nas, O my ummat, قَدْ أَذَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. A blessed month has come, a great month has come, an auspicious month has come, a month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. A month in which the nafil that you will do, Allah will reward you with farz. The farz that you will do, Allah will reward you with 70 faraid. He said it is the month of mutual sympathy. It is the month of patience. It is the month of mutual sympathy. Man fattara fihi sa'iman. He said, feed the fasting person. Exhibit generosity in this month. What will happen? Feed the fasting person. Kana maghfiratan li dhunubihi wa itqa raqabatihi min an-nar. Allah will wipe away your sins. Allah will free you from Jahannam. Sahaba, what was their situation? Majority of Sahaba, many of them Ashab-e-Suffa, the people of the platform who used to live in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their financial circumstance was such that many of them didn't even have two sets of cloth to cover their bodies. They would have one set of cloth. They would cover their bodies, cling to the ground. When they woke up, they were afraid that their satr would be exposed. That extent of poverty. This deen didn't reach us just like that. This deen reached us through qurbani, through sacrifice. Today we are looking for shortcut. We want hidayat just to come like that. That is not Allah's sunnah. Allah's sunnah is hidayat will come on qurbani, on sacrifice. Sahaba's financial circumstance was such, and now Rasulullah is saying, feed the fasting person. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will free you from Jahannam. So what do they say? لَيْسَ كُلُّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَطِّرُ السَّائِمُ. Ya Rasulullah, all of us don't have this ability. All of us don't have this luxury that we can feed. We ourselves are hungry. How are we going to feed the fasting person? You are saying Allah will forgive our sins. Allah will free us from Jahannam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يُعْتِ اللَّهُ هَذَا السَّوَابُ. Allah will give you this sawab even if you give a sip of water to a fasting person. Even give him a sip of milk. Allah's mercy is such, Allah is looking for opportunities. This month is the month of opportunity. The point we were making, my respected brothers, in the latter part of that hadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted his ummah. He said, وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالِ خَصْلَتَيْنِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ وَخَصْلَتَيْنِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا أَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ فَشَهَادَةَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَأَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا فَتَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةَ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. He said, oh my ummah, increase in four things in this month. Increase in فَوَسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ. He said, increase four things in this month. There is, in other words, there is a special link with what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted us to do here and this month of Ramadan. He said, two things are such, تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ. You will please Allah. Two things are such, لَا غِنَاءَ بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا. Oh my ummah, you cannot do without these two things. Two things will please Allah. Two things you cannot do without. What are they? أَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ. He said the first two things by which you will please Allah. What was the first thing? He said, شَهَادَةَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The shahadat of La ilaha illallah. The tragedy today is the ummah understands from this what? Take one tasbih and sit in the corner of the masjid and say, La ilaha illallah. Allah will reward you on that. But that is not what sahaba understood. What did sahaba understand from such exhortation? This is the ummah of La ilaha illallah. This is the ummah of La ilaha illallah. The da'wah of La ilaha illallah. The zikr of La ilaha illallah. The invitation of La ilaha illallah. And more important, the conviction of La ilaha illallah. That what is this La ilaha illallah? Not just saying La ilaha illallah with the tongue. Yaqeen mithl khaleel atish nashini, the crux of the saying. Like the poet says, he says, bring the yaqeen and conviction of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah will turn the fire into a garden for you. Suno tehzeeb hazir ke giriftar, gulami se batar be yaqeeni. Listen, those who have become the slaves of this modern culture, media, social media, publications in every direction, batil propaganda machinery churning out their message 24 hours of every day, neon signs, glittering signs, adverts, pick up the newspaper, internet, every direction, 24 hours of every day, what is the message that is being espoused? Ghairullah, 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 ghairullah. Shops are doing, industries are doing, jobs are doing, pounds are doing, dollars are doing, science is doing, technology is doing. This batil invitation towards entities besides Allah, what does Quran label this? Qul, qul. أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Any invitation, any attempt to establish the greatness of any entity besides Allah. Quran places one label on it. Ayyuhal Jahilun. This is Ain Jahalat. This is Ain Jahalat. This is the source of every darkness, every zulman. The kalam of Ghairullah, to establish the greatness of anything besides Allah. This is such a poisonous speech, such a poisonous kalam. One hand Allah says the Quran, the nur of the Quran will destroy a mountain. It will destroy the Lawh Mahfuz. It cannot take its weight. On the other hand, this kalam of Ghairullah speech, which is drizzled with the poison, with the filth, with the zulmat, with the darkness of Ghairullah. What does Quran tell us? تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتِ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضِ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا أَنْ دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا إِنْ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَانِ أَبَدًا لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدًّا وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. This is Kalamullah and this is Haqq. Allah says that speech that ascribes partners with Allah, that Allah, na'uzu billah, is a son, that Allah has some ghayr, there is some entity besides Allah that is doing, Allah says the filth and the hurt and the kalam and the weight and the destruction attached to the speech is sufficient to destroy the heavens and the earth. أَنْدَعُوا لِلْرَحْمَانِ وَلَدًا وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلْرَحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا مَتَّخَذَ صَاحِبَةً وَلَا وَلَدًا. Allah doesn't have wife, Allah doesn't have children. Allah doesn't have partners. Allah is one. Allah is one. Allah is Ahad. Allah is Samad. Allah is Qadir. Allah is Muqtadir. Allah is Hakim. Allah, it is His Hakimiyat, His Hukumiyat, His Samadiyat, His Jabariyat that is controlling every facet of this creation. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this is La ilaha illallah. The sword of La. The sword of La has to slash away at everything in existence. The industries are not industries. Pound is not pound. Dollar is not dollar. Gold is not doing. Diamonds are not doing. Oil is not doing. Nuclear technology is not doing. Armies are not doing. Governments are not doing. The earth is not doing. The skies are not doing. Malaika also are not doing. Farsalekar arshtak. From the earth to the arsh of Allah. From the earth to the arsh of Allah, everything is dead. Nothing lives, nothing dies. Nothing comes into existence, the existence of no entity ceases. Nothing advances, nothing declines. Nothing benefits, nothing harms. In the heavens and the earth, illallah, except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. جو لا کہا وہ لا ہوا وہ لا بھی اس میں لا ہوا جز لا ہوا کل لا ہوا پھر کیا ہوا اللہ ہوا اللہ ہوا اللہ ہوا حرام علی قلب حرام علی قلب ان يدخله النور وفيه شيء مما يكرهه الله. It is haram, impossible, inconceivable that the nur of iman, the nur of Allah's marifat, the nur of Allah's taluq, the nur of Allah's love will ever enter a heart in which there is ghairullah. ما جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفه. Allah hasn't given anyone two hearts. One heart, one heart. This heart will either contain Allah or it will contain ghairullah. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this was the first effort. Bring Allah in this heart. That which Quran again and again sounds out. That da'wah, that invitation. فَعَلَمْ فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Again and again, Quran is sounding out this message. Know and understand, it is only Allah. It is only Allah. It is only Allah. It is only Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ احْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَكْ وَيَحْفَظْكَكْ احْفَظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكْ. Find Allah. Find Allah. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. If you have lost Allah, you have lost everything. Find Allah. Bring the, how to find Allah? La ilaha illallah. Break down. break down the allegiance, break down the trust, break down the reliance, break down the dependence, break down this ability of the heart to be impressed by any entity besides Allah, and bring Allah in this heart. This is how we will find Allah. Allah, ana aghna shuraka yani shirk. Allah says, I will not tolerate partners. Ana aghna shuraka. If you will turn towards partners, Allah will hand you over to the partners. Find Allah, cleanse this heart. This is la ilaha illallah. This is da'wat. Islah, yaqeen is da'wat. Correction of conviction is through da'wat. La ilaha illallah. This was Allahu Akbar. Gali to gali, alley to alley. The pukar of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qulu la ilaha illallah. Qulu la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. This is not only zikr. This is da'wat. This da'wat of la ilaha illallah has to be given. This da'wat of la ilaha illallah has to be given. In this is Islah of Yaqeen. This is what will break down the ghayr of Allah from this heart. Today, if there's a poison around us, there is this filth around us, where we have taken it for granted, sometimes even the courtyard of the masjid. What are youngsters talking about? This sports personality, this TV star, this person, that people whose every day is in sharab, and every night is in zina, morally bankrupt, decrepit individuals are being idolized, looked up to, revered, honored. When that guy goes to the salon, the barber makes a mistake, the next day that becomes the new hairstyle. He falls down, tears his jeans, a youngster will cut his pants to imitate. People that are morally bankrupt and decrepit. What is this? This is when the heart is soiled with being impressed with ghayrullah. We have to cleanse this. My Nabi said, increase this in this month. Increase this in this month. What? Shahadat Allah ilaha illallah. Not only the zikr, the da'wat. The effort, the maqsad, the object of la ilaha illallah, bring it alive in Ramadan. Shahadata la ilaha illallah. And with this, tastaghfirunahu. He said, seek Allah's forgiveness. Seek Allah's forgiveness. Seek Allah. Man lazim al istighfar. Man lazim al istighfar. Ja'al Allahu lahu min kulli hammin faraja. Wa min kulli dhiqin makhraja. Wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. My Nabi said, if you will turn to Allah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Make istighfar a way of your life. Make istighfar. Asking Allah's repentance, forgiveness, an inseparable part of your entity. What will happen? Ja'al Allahu lahu min kulli hammin. Min faraja, Allah will open a way out for you from every difficulty, every parishani, every worry. Allah will remove. Wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib, and Allah will sustain you from where you couldn't even imagine. One person comes, shaka rajulun ila Hasan al Basri rahimahullah. He comes to Hasan Basri rahimahullah. He is complaining. What? Shaka al jadab, famine. What does Hasan Basri say to him? Istaghfirullah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Make istighfar. Fashaka rajulun akhar. Another person comes. Faqbal walad. My wife not getting children. She is barren. Hasan Basri rahimullah says to him, istaghfirullah. Make istighfar. Turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone else comes. Shaka ilayhi al-faqr. Poverty. No money. Istaghfirullah. Ask, seek Allah's forgiveness. Turn in, make istighfar, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone else comes. Jafafa bustanihi, shaka ilayhi jafafa bustani. There is drought, the crops are not growing. Hasan Basri rahimullah says to him, istaghfirullah, istaghfirullah, istaghfirullah. Make istighfar, turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this? He was a sage of Islam. Where is it? Not from his pocket. Allah says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. This was the da'wah of Nuh alayhi salam. And what kind da'wat he gave? How long? How long was this da'wat given? Da'wat of Allah's greatness. Da'wat of humanity to make tawbah. Da'wat of istighfar. Da'wat to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ubaidullah Rahmatullah Ali, once he mentioned, he said, people come and ask, bhai, where is this 40 days, 4 months? Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmizi. Where is this? Where in the Quran is 40 days and 4 months? He said, bhai, agar Quran par amal karna, Quran mein koi chilla teen chilla nahi hai. If you want to practice on the Quran, there's no 40 days, 4 months. That's correct. There's no 40 days, 4 months in the Quran. What does the Quran speak about? وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. Allah says, we send Nuh alayhi salam not 40 days and 4 months, 950 years. 950 years. He said, if you want to make amal on the Quran, make amal on this. 950 years. And what kind of da'wat? What kind of da'wat? Look at the expression of Quran. Rabbi inni da'utu qawmi laylan wa nahara. Laylan wa nahara. He says, oh my Rabb, I gave da'wat to my people. I invited my people. I gave da'wat to my people. Laylan wa nahara. What is this laylan wa nahara? Literal translation, day and night. Day and night. In other words, mera aur koi mashghala hi nahi tha. I did nothing else but this. I did nothing else but this. This is Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam's legacy that is being opened up to us in the Quran. Rabbi inni da'utu qawmi laylan wa nahara. Did they make my istiqbal? Did they welcome me? Did they stretch out and put a dastar khan for me? Did they make shabashi? Did they? No. Sunnah of Anbiya wasn't that. Sunnah of Anbiya wasn't that. What was their istiqbal? فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا إِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. Allahu Akbar. Look at the way they turned against Nuh alayhi salam. They ran away from him. They covered their ears. They persecuted him. They turned against him. Yet, relentlessly, this Quran opens up before us the legacy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because this ummah is being given the responsibility of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah's dastur, Allah's sunnat is being explained. And what did he say to them? Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Turn to Allah. Run back to Allah. Seek the forgiveness of Allah. Allah is very forgiving. Allah is very merciful. With istighfar, what will Allah give you? Yursilis sama alaykum midrara wa yumdidukum bi amwali wa baneen. Allah will send the rainwaters for you. Allah will give you family. Allah will give you children. Allah will give you wealth. Allah will give you orchards. Allah will give you gardens. Allah will give you dunya. Allah will give you akhirat. But turn back to Allah. Knock at the door of Allah. Seek the forgiveness of Allah. Allah's Allahu Akbar. Allah's mercy. Allah's compassion. Allah's kindness. This month of Ramadan, Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Lo arad Allah, an yu'azziba ummata Muhammad, ma ta'um Ramadan. If Allah wanted to punish the ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan. Such a month. Man sama yawman tatawwa'a. Man sama yawman tatawwa'a. Thumma u'atiya mil al ardi zahaba. Lam yastawfi thawabahu. Duna yawmil hisab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person keeps one fast, not farz fast, nafil fast. So yawman tatawwa'a. Tatawwa means nafil. Nafil fast. Not Ramadan fast. The person keeps nafil fast, not Ramadan. What's the difference between nafil and farz? A call of one sahabi, he says, if a person has the life of Nuh alayhi salam, more than 1,000 years, and he fasts every day for the entire life, more than 1,000 years, every day he fasts, all nafil fast, all those nafil fasts put together is not equal to one farz fast of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, nafil fast. Man sama yawman tatawwa. One nafil fast. And then on the day of judgment, this 24,000 kilometer ball, this earth, thumma u'tiya mil al ardi zahaba. Allah has to turn it into gold. This entire earth is turned into gold and presented to this person as the sawab or reward for the one nafil fast. Sadiqul Masluk sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Lam yastawfi thawabahu. This entire earth turned into gold will not be sufficient payment for the one nafil fast. What is Allah giving you on the fard fast of Ramadan? What is Allah ye lootne ke zamana hai bhai. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. This is the time to turn to Allah. The doors of Allah's mercy are flung open. Flung open. تُفْتَحُ فِي أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ تُغْلَقُ فِي أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ تُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Jannat flung open. Jahannam locked up. Shayateen locked up. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, you will see my malaika. Countless. We can't count the malaika. How vast they are. They what are they doing? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They are making tawaf. Tawaf of the arsh of Allah, making tasbih of Allah, glorifying Allah, praising Allah for 11 months. Ramadan, Allah commands those malaika, stop your tasbih. What must you do? Say ameen to the dua of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of iftar. At the time of iftar, say ameen to the dua. Cry tears of blood. Today at the time of iftar, someone is worried about the samosa and the bhajia. Someone is worried about whether the milkshake is there or not. Allah's malaika, ameen to the dua. Da'watum mustajaba. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, that dua will never be rejected. Such opportunities Allah is giving us. This is why, my respected brothers, we exhort, go out in the path of Allah. Go out in the path of Allah. Go out in the path of Allah in Ramadan. Why? Because the haqq of this month sitting at home to realize it is very difficult. Very, very difficult. Very difficult sitting at home to maximize the potential of the opportunity that Allah has given us. We don't know if we'll live to see another Ramadan. Now is the chance. Now is the opportunity. He said, increase four things in this month. Shahadat of La ilaha illallah. Shahadat of La, the da'wat of La ilaha illallah. The zikr of Allahu Akbar. Such a kalima this ummah was given. What price tag we are going to put on? Abu Talib. Ala Dini Abdul Muttalib, he dies with the words on the religion of Abdul Muttalib. Allahu Akbar. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How hurt he was. How hurt he was. One occasion he said, Inna Adna Ahli. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described one person in Jahannam. He said a coal of fire will be placed underneath the feet of this person. What will be the intensity of the heat? Yagli minha dimaghuhu. He said as a result of this one coal of fire, one coal of Jahannam placed underneath the feet, what will happen? He says the brains of this person will start boiling. Such will be the intensity of the heat. Ma yara. مَا يَرَى أَنَّ أَحَدًا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُ عَذَابًا. مَا يَرَى أَنَّ أَحَدًا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُ عَذَابًا. Allahu Akbar. Such will be the suffering of this one person in Jahannam. One coal placed underneath the feet, his brains will start boiling. He will think to himself, there is no one in Jahannam who is feeling as much pain, as much hardship as I am feeling. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّهُ لَأَهْوَنُهُمْ عَذَابًا. This is the lightest azab of Jahannam. There is nothing lighter than this in Jahannam. Jahannam is haq, Jannat is haq. My Nabi said, this azab, lightest azab of Jahannam will be for Abu Talib. In cognizance of the years of qurbani and sacrifice and service and devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it is Allah's sunnah. Innahu may yushrik billah faqad harram Allahu alayhi al-jannah wa ma'wahu an-nar. The one who dies on shirk, Allah protect us. The one who dies on shirk, faqad harram Allahu alayhi al-jannah. Allah has made jannat haram upon him. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ, and his abode will be Jahannam forever and ever. On this occasion, on the demise of Abu Talib, the hurt, the pain in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the verse of the Quran comes down, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also cannot give hidayah to whom you want. Allah gives hidayah to whom He wants. What price tag are we going to put, my respected brothers? We were born with the proverbial spoon in the mouth. We were born in the laps of our mothers with kalima. That is why today the value is not there. A few years ago there was an Islamic conference, so-called Islamic conference, in one of the first world countries. Unfortunately, nowadays, in the name of Islam, what happens? There was one, what we call, we give the title rebirth, new Muslim. He had his clothing halfway between his ankle and his knee, what we call nisfus saq. In the riwayat it comes nisfus saq. This is the actual sunnah. Allowance is given to keep the clothing till just above the ankle. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ma asfal al ka'baini fin nar." That section of the clothing which is underneath the ankle is in the fire of hell. Today we put all sorts of interpretation, no, out of pride, and my heart doesn't have pride, etc., etc. Asal nafs na iman rahe. The nafs doesn't want to accept the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nevertheless, this person was a reaver, new Muslim. So he was practicing upon the actual sunnah. Halfway between the knee and the ankle his clothing was, nisfus saq. So one scholar approached him. Muslim scholar. This was a Muslim gathering. And he advised him, he said, "You know what, why don't you keep your clothing a little bit lower? You've got allowance still above your ankle, don't keep it so high. Keep it a little bit lower." And what was the motivation of the advice? "I fear that others will mock you. I fear that others will mock you. This is why I'm giving you this advice." Which others? Muslims. Your fellow Muslims will mock you if you practice upon this sunnah. What was the reaction of this? Call him a reaver, new Muslim. Two things he said. One thing he said, "Am I to be affected or dissuaded in practicing upon sunnah by the opinion of ignorant fools? You want me to abandon the sunnah of my beloved because of the opinion of ignorant fools?" Second thing he said, more pertinent to our discussion. What did he say? He said, "You," referring to that scholar, he said, "You people are Muslims by chance. I am a Muslim by choice. You people are Muslims by chance. You were born with iman in the lap of your mothers. This is why you don't know the value of iman. Allah had to guide me. Allah had to guide me. So I know the value. One sunnah." Today what we say? What we say, it is only sunnah. It is only sunnah. What does that expression "only sunnah" actually mean? What is the underlying meaning behind it? In other words, it's okay to leave it out. Why? Because it is only sunnah. One is laws of Islam, Qanuni Islam, and one is Ashiqana Islam. One is Ish, love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Example, Umar radiallahu ta'ala is on the journey of Hajj. He passes by a point. He slips, missteps, almost as if he's going to fall. And then he carries on walking normally. Then he turns to Abdullah bin Umar, his son, and he says to him, that, "Did you see what happened?" So he says, "Perhaps there was some obstacle. You nearly slipped." He said, "No. When I was on the journey of Hajj with my beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this point my Nabi slipped. So I could not pass this point without to that extent, this is Ish. This is Muhabbat. They were not prepared to abandon anything that they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing. They understood the value of sunnah. One sunnah. Tomorrow in Qiyamah we'll know. Tomorrow in that court we know what the value. And what we say? It is only sunnah. My respected brothers, the insult that is contained in this expression, it is only sunnah. In other words, a license to leave it out is a greater guna and a crime than the destruction of the seven heavens and the seven earths put together. Your people are Muslims by chance. I am a Muslim by choice. Understand that. What was Qurbani? What was sacrifice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave? What price tag are we going to put on Iman? Abu Talib, Inna ahwana ahlin nari azaban la rajulun yudau fi akhmasi qadamayhi jamratan yaghli minhuma dimaguhu ma yara an akhadan ashadda minhu azaba wa innahu la ahwanuhum azaba. My Nabi said this is the lightest azab of Jahannam. Coals underneath the feet where the head is boiling. What price tag are we going to put on Iman? He said in this month, increase two things. You cannot do without them. Beg Allah for Jannah. Beg Allah for Jannat in this month. He said, Salallahu al-Firdaus. And don't just ask for Jannat, ask for VIP Jannat. Jannat innaha jinan. There isn't one Jannat. Innaha jinan. My Nabi said, there are many Jannats. In other words, many stages. Wa innal Firdaus al-A'la. And the highest Jannat is Jannatul Firdaus. Highest Jannat is Jannatul Firdaus. Jannat-e-Adn. Jannat-e-Adn. He said, beg Allah in this month for Jannat. Seek Allah's protection from Jahannam in this month. The haqq of this month, the reality of this month, my respected brothers, cannot be realized sitting at home. This is not the month of sitting at home. Allah gave us Badr in Ramadan. Allah gave us Fateh Makkah in Ramadan. On this I will terminate, we've run out of time. My respected brothers, in Badr, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Sahaba Ikram, Ta'arradu ila Jannah, Ta'arradu ila Jannatin, Ardu as-samawatu wal-ard. He said, Oh my Sahaba, run, Ta'arradu, run to Jannat. The breadth of which is equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth. Umayyad bin Humam, radiallahu ta'ala, and when he hears this, bakhin, he's happy, he's elated. Ma hamalaka ala qawlika bakhin, why are you saying bakhin, why are you jumping down, up and down like this? What does he say? Inni uridu an akuna min ahliha. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I also want this Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, innaka min ahliha, Allah has made you a Jannah. Such sacrifice they gave. Such sacrifice. The Sahabi gives his life in the path of Allah. But what? Look at the jazba. On Dawat. As he is in the Medan of Badr, what is on his lips? He says, Rakvan ilallahi bi ghayri zadi illa tuqa wa amalil ma'adi والصبر في الله على الجهاد وكل زاد عرضة النفاد غير التقى والبر والرشاد. He says, I am running to Allah, my pockets are empty. رَقْضًا إِلَى اللَّهِ. I am running to Allah. بِغَيْرِ زَادِي. میرے پاس دنیا کا کوئی توشہ نہیں ہے. Nothing of this world is with me. What do I have? I have taqwa. I have iman. I have Allah's obedience. And then Sahaba, Dawat was in their lifeblood. Look at the Dawat that he gives. He says, Kullu zadin urbatun nafad. O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, know and understand, whatever you will accumulate of the wealth of this world, urbatun nafad, it will come to an end. Ghayrat tuqa wal birri wal rashadi. Taqwa will remain. Piety will remain. Allah's obedience will remain. Badr was in Ramadan, Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. This is not the month to sit back, this is the month to cry before Allah. 7 billion human beings on the surface of this earth. 80% of them, if they die now, are going to Jahannam forever and ever. Whose cry is this? Whose concern is this? Whose worry is this? Janazah of a Jew is carried in Madinah Munawwara. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying. Sahaba say, Alaysad Yahudiyan. Ya Rasulullah, it's a Jew that has died. Why are you crying? He says, Alaysad nafsun tafallatat minni. Is it not another human being, another ummati of mine that I have lost who is going to Jahannam forever and ever? Where is this cry today? Where is this concern today? Where is this da'wat for humanity today? My respected brothers, Ramadan is not the month of sitting. Ramadan is the month to bring alive the day, the night, the fikr, the cry, the concern of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So humble appeal we are making, this is a Mubarak time, time when du'as are accepted. The standing up and giving our names, my respected brothers. What is this? This is du'a. Not you, not I can take one step in Allah's path without Allah's acceptance. All we are standing up and doing, Ya Allah, accept me. Accept me for what? Accept me to become a mercy to humanity like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mercy. Have the dard and pain for one person in the heart. This month of Ramadan will go out in the path of Allah. Those little tears that will be shed at the time of Tahajjud. The little bit gush, little bit mulaqat. One person calling them to Allah. The worry for humanity. This community that we are living in. People around us. How many people they are going towards Jahannam. The worry for them. The concern for them. This is the ain legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Allah says, we sent you as nothing but a mercy. This ummah has to keep alive this legacy of mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is da'wat and tabligh. So who is ready? Stand up, mashallah, my sister. Hello, bhai. Kya niyat? Jaldi jaldi naam pesh kar lo, bhai. Time is very limited.
So what's your intention?
Stand up. If you wait a little bit while standing, somebody sees us standing, they stand, we'll get their sawab also. Stand up, mashallah. Don't hesitate.
Assalamu alaikum.
What's your
name, brother? Abdul Rahman. What's your intention?
40 days.
40 days.
تقبل الله بارك الله مو برزز نيك نيان بأي
www.attableague.com The Reviver of Iman.
Should I bring what you're saying?
He's got 4 months. And a week.
Exactly. Okay, sure.
1 week.
From July?
May.
So when once I just mentioned, inshallah, stand up and give your intention, inshallah, and give your
Salaam alaikum, more brothers. Everyone should make niyat. The standing up is dua. We are asking Allah, Ya Allah, accept me. It's not a legal obligation. There won't be any ramifications. Nobody will come and ask you anything. Not something. Dua, we should not hesitate. MashaAllah. Taqabbal Allah. More brothers, make niyat, bhai.
Masha Jamaat's going this weekend. There will be holidays as well. Everything will be sure. Most of the people will be at home. Great month of Ramadan, inshallah, we give intention. Because mashallah, currently 16 brothers are ready. Masha, we get more brothers, we can make more Jamaat as well. In the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, brother, give intention. Who's ready from Thursday evening, inshallah? Coming Thursday evening, inshallah.
This is an easy tashkil. All of us should be ready, right? گھر میں بیٹھ کر کیا کریں گے بیوی کو ستائیں گے اللہ کے راستے میں نکلو ان کے لئے بھی سہولت کر لو رمضان میں بھائی
عبد الرحمن یہ
the poor مستورات in Ramadan they have to labor even more samosas and bhajias and savories We become a musibat for them. Go in the path of Allah and they'll have time to make ibadat also.
So much everyone makes intention in their hearts here, inshallah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great month we have, you know, these duas are accepted as more simple mention. And we're getting near to the time, you know, when Malaika will say Ameen on earth, every single dua will make, inshallah. So all brothers make intention to do that, inshallah. Also, but it's very important that, you know, we have Amumi Gash on every Sunday. We should gather for the Amumi Gash. As Moses mentioned, that it's very important how many people are dying, you know, without the Kalma. And it's our duty that we need to go to those brothers and, you know, guide them to the way of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to guide. You know, and also, mashallah, there is a Beruni Gash. We do it on Monday. So we should all get together here. And the 5 Amals happens, you know, in our locality. We should, you know, join into those Amals as well. There's a Mashwara every morning after Fajr Salah. So we should sit in those Mashwara, you know. As we make fikr for our daily bread and butter, we should make a fikr of our deen as well, daily as well. So all brother make intention for that. And every Sunday, there is a Masurat Ali, 2 to 3, currently happening on 2 to 4 Milton Street and Dr. Ahmed Bashir House. So all brother make intention to say the Masurat every Sunday as well, 2 to 4. Sorry, 2 to 3 in 2 to 4 Milton Street, yeah.
Just one announcement, this car is blocking the way again. It's a Peugeot 308 registration LN13SDU. Brother request, please move the car. Jazakallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وفعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلم إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين أمس مرسفل أمس كايند الله يا الله your greatness your كبرياء your جلال your عزمت يا الله يا الله this is وراء الوراء our dirty filthy tongues our defective intellects can never ever do justice to praising you يا الله يا الله you as you have praised yourself يا الله يا الله يا الله right now we have heard on the tongue of your beloved صلى الله عليه وسلم that you are asking your angels why have they gathered and your angels are saying to you they desire your mercy and they fear your azab Ya Allah we have this tamanna and we have this hope Ya Allah Ya Allah that you are saying to your angels Ya Malaikati that oh my angels I make you a witness that I have forgiven them oh my Allah you have written on your arsh inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi that my mercy is greater than my anger. Ya Allah, you have said in your Qur'an, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ You have said in your Qur'an, إِنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Ya Allah, you have said in your Qur'an that you are very merciful, very, very, very forgiving. Oh my Allah, you have said on the tongue of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you sin against me and sin against me and sin against me, so that the whole earth is filled with your sins, till it reaches right up till the heavens, and then you turn to me and ask me for forgiveness, I will wipe away all your sins. Oh my Allah, tere izzat ki qasam, ya Allah, we are very, very great sinners, but we have not sinned so much that we will fill the whole earth, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have this conviction, Ya Allah, that your forgiveness is greater than our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us these moments of acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, on behalf of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins we have committed openly, the sins we have committed secretly. Ya Allah, every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today the ummah is suffering as a result of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have turned our backs on the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Humanity like ants, Ya Allah, like ants are going towards Jahannam. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our weakness, no doubt it is our fault, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are the weak section of the ummah of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sahaba of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw Quran coming down, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they saw wahi coming down, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they saw the mubarak environment of Medina Munawwara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they saw the mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All we have seen is nakedness. All we have seen is shamelessness. All we have seen, Ya Allah, is this naked, filthy environment. Every time we take one step towards you, this dirty, filthy environment is like a steel wall in front of us, Ya Allah. We take one step towards you, you are going 20 steps backwards. Humne achhe banne ki bahut koshish kiya, lekin hum nahi ban sake. Aksar zindagi guzar gaya. Most of the life is already gone, Ya Allah. Isse bare mahroomi kya ho sakti? What greater loss can there be, Ya Allah, that we take your name and we don't feel the sweetness in our tongues, Ya Allah. Our hearts are devoid of your greatness, Ya Allah. Allah, we don't want to die in this condition. Hum is halat mein nahi marna chahte. Ya Allah, open our hearts, Ya Allah, towards your love and your ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Grant us the reality, Ya Allah. How long is it going to be empty words? Give us the reality of the six qualities, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of Iman. Give us the reality of Ittiba'i Sunnah. Give us the reality of Khushu' al-Khudu' in our Salah. Give us the reality of Ilm. Give us the reality of your Zikr. Make us amongst those who are conscious of you at all times, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of the Akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us the reality of Ikhlas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of striving in your path, Ya Allah. Is kaam ke haqaiq hamare samne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. اس کام کو اپنے زندگی کے مقصد بنانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے اللہ ہمیں دین کے داعی بنا دے اللہ accept us for the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accept us accept our family members accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya Allah bring this ummah back to the masjid ya Allah bring this ummah back to the masjid ya Allah ya Allah let us embrace this month of Ramadan in a manner that is pleasing to you ya Allah Allahumma ja'alna mimman sama ash-shahr wastakmala al-ajr wa adraka laylatal القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر استعاذك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين
This car is blocking the way. Brothers requested to move as quickly as possible. Peugeot 308, registration LN1 3SDU. The brother needs to move and needs to go quickly. Again, please move your car. Jazakallah.
افطار کا ٹائم ہو چکا ہے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللہم لک صمت وبک آمنت وعلیک توکلت وعلی ربک افطرت فتقبل منی.
Thank you. Brothers, I'm really sorry, but this is very, very important. This brother is waiting for the last 40-45 minutes with a child in the house of Allah. He wanted to go to do iftar with his family and he couldn't because you blocked his car. How do you think your Ramadan is okay if you're sitting here stopping a person to go to his family? Please remove the car. This has been announced twice. Just get up, please.
Thank you.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
صفوں کو درست فرما لے اگر نیچے جگہ نہ ہو تو اوپر جا سکتے ہیں اوپر جگہ ہیں مجھے اللہ اکبر الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم على ذكرك والشكر حسن عبادك اللهم لا مانع لما ولا معطي لما ولا مانع لما سمعنا الله ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين